Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I want to welcome you to the new and improved Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. After many years of interviewing the best and brightest thought leaders around the world on my SiriusXM show, I am excited to now have those interviews available to people around the globe on this podcast. So many people would write us and say, I love what I've been hearing about your interviews with these great people. Where can I access them? I live in this country or that country, or I don't have access to that technology. How can I get the information? Well, I'm so excited now that we are able to offer the information and the interviews free on this podcast. So we want you to sit back and enjoy this message and let me know how you like them. And then do me a favor. If you like them, send a review, write a review and post it. And if you like it, hit like on here and share it and tell everybody you know about it. And then subscribe to this podcast, so you'll get the alerts when we post a new interview episode. Thank you for listening and enjoy the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast.
Named one of the outstanding five speakers in the world.
Inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame.
Award-winning singer.
Best-selling author.
And now, here's Willie Jolly.
Well, it's true. I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds, and it forced upon me. I can't refuse it. I didn't seek it. I didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but our eternity is wrapped up in it. I'm grateful for this minute, this moment, this opportunity to be on with you, to share with you some ideas and some strategies to help you do more, be more, and achieve more. And I'm grateful. Now, I want to thank all of you who are listening, whether you're listening on radio or whether you are listening on the podcast. I want to thank you for what you have done, not anybody but you, for sharing this show with your friends, your family, your relatives, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your peers, your coworkers, which have created the opportunity for this show to become the number one self-help show in America. And I'm grateful for you making it happen. Thank you. Thank you. Please do me a favor. Keep sharing it. Keep telling folks about it. Tell them that they got to listen. They got to. You got to do this. Y'all know I talk about the you got us. So you got to do this. And so I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I also want to thank our sponsor. And our sponsor has made this possible. I want to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Truist Financial. Two great banks came together to create an even greater bank, Truist. They have a shared purpose to inspire and build better lives and communities. And with their combined resources, collective passion, and continuous pursuit of innovation, Truist is opening the door to a better financial experience to help people and businesses do more, be more, and achieve more all over America. See what the future of finance is shaping up to be at Truist.com. That's T-R-U-I-S-T.com. Truist Bank, member FDIC. Well, I thanked you, all of you who have made this show a great success story. I've thanked Truist and our sponsor. But now, last but not least, you know, I start every show giving God some glory, thanking God for life and strength and health, thanking God, not just for the fact that the show is number one, not just the fact of my speaking in books and television and radio, not just the fact that I've been able to travel all over the world. No, I thank God for life, strength and health. I thank him for his continued impact on giving me a new level of thinking. And so scripture says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's what I know God has done. He has allowed my mind to can grow. I was on a conversation with a group. They were interviewing me, and I told them about a story years ago where a guy I grew up with in the same neighborhood, and he came up to me after my books had hit the bestsellers list, and he said, how did you get smart? How did you get smart? You weren't smart. I said, you're right. I said, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. God gave me a new thinking, a new mind. So I give God glory for life and strength. And so I am grateful, grateful, grateful. And so I know that my guest today is also someone who gives God the glory. I know him personally. I know him at a level where most people don't know him. I know him, and I know he has a degree in a number of degrees, but one of those degrees is a theological degree. He is one of the top 50 people that help you reach your business goals and life goals. His video on Goldcast has had over 87 million views. He's listed along people like Oprah and Dr. Brené Brown as one of the top inspirational and uplifting people in the world. He is a breakthrough strategist who goes beyond feel-good content and provides real life deliverables. His wisdom and expertise enabled an Orlando-based healthcare system to be acquired and a division of a hospitality company to be ranked number one for customer service by Expedia. He has worked with over 2,000 organizations in over 50 countries. He has more than 30 years experience in the hospitality industry, including serving as the sales director for the Disney Institute. He is the author of 10 books, including the HarperCollins best-selling book, Release Your Brilliance, Releasing Leadership Brilliance, published by Corwin Press. He has a book called Shift Your Brilliance, published by Sound Wisdom. And he has courses on LinkedIn that have helped millions of people now in hundreds of countries. He serves on the board of the U.S. Dream Academy. I believe that's with my friend Wintley Phipps, who I spoke to just the other day and who is my good lifelong friend. And he has been helping organizations and sits on boards and is a Hall of Famer. OK, I know he is, because when he got in the Hall of Fame, I was the guy who brought him on the stage, who introduced him, who inducted him. I'm grateful. He's one of my guys. I got to tell y'all, I'm proud as a peacock. I spoke many years ago, probably now 20 years ago or so, in Orlando, Florida. And this guy I had met at a meeting planning summit I spoke at. And he was in the exhibition hall at his company's booth. We struck up a conversation. We stayed in touch. And then when I was coming to speak in Orlando, he said, "Can I take you to lunch?" I said, "Sure." And he said, "I want to do what you do." I said, "Okay, well, let me tell you what you need to do." And he did it. You know, a lot of people ask that same question. "Well, I want to do what you do." And I said, "Here's what you got to do." He did it. And he did it with a spirit of excellence. And now he's in the Speaker Hall of Fame. He's noted as one of the top in the world. My dear friend, the one and only Simon T. Bailey. Simon!
Hey, good to be with you. Hey, man, listen to you. I said, I need to meet that guy.
Simon T. Bailey, I gave them the thumbnail sketch about who you are and where you've come from and what you've accomplished. But give us a little more deeper dive. I know you're from Buffalo. You grew up in Buffalo. Your dad was a pastor. And tell us a little more about you and your transition from a little guy in Buffalo to become one of the top speakers in the world and one of the most prolific authors in the world. Please tell us some more.
Oh, my goodness. Well, from Buffalo, New York, went to Morehouse College. At the end of my freshman year, parents said, "We can't send you back to Morehouse, nor can we bring you back home to Buffalo, but we do love you." So, that's where it started. And so I eventually went back to school, got my undergrad degree. I was just on the 10-year plan. And my parents said, "It took you 10 years to finish your degree." I said, "Because you didn't pay, but I love you." So got involved with the hospitality industry, 6 different companies, 10 different jobs. And I left Disney. A lot of people don't know why I left Disney. So here's the great reveal on your show today. December 10th, 2001, I'm sitting at my desk. And whenever you work at Disney, you never talk to the media unless authorized. Well, a journalist calls me and says, "Where do you see yourself 10 to 15 years from now?" And I said, "I see myself as the president and CEO of the Walt Disney World Resort, and eventually the chairman and CEO of the Walt Disney Company." and he puts this in print. So the article comes out page 12, Florida Business Trend Magazine, February 2002. You still Google it to this day. And my boss called me in the office. What were you thinking when you did this interview? And I said, Larry, I work at this company whose motto is, if your heart is in your dreams, no request is too extreme for when you wish to put a star. Makes no difference who you are, but obviously it does here. So, so let's just say, Willie, Disney didn't fire me that day, but I got a call from one of the senior vice presidents who reported directly to the president. And you cannot make this up. He said, do you need me to go to the president on your behalf? Because this is really bad. I said, how bad is it? He said, if this story would have come out before the markets closed, people would say, who is this guy that's in line to be president at Disney? I'm like, no, don't go to him. So human resources shows up couple hours later and asked me to sign a piece of paper that went into my personnel file. And let's just say they didn't fire me or walk me out the door, but I did hear the footsteps coming. So 18 years ago, I launched out and said, you know what? I committed career suicide at Disney by saying I wanted to become the number one guy. So that's our story.
Wow, what a great story. Well, he went from Disney and his success there, but he was pushed out comfortably. He wasn't walked out, but that was probably the best thing that ever happened to him, because he's gone on to create millions and millions of dollars, not for Disney, which he had been doing. He had been creating millions of dollars for Disney. He created millions and millions of dollars for his family and for his company. And so he's done it effectively for many years now, been all over the world. He has transformed the lives of so many people. And I know for sure that he has impacted companies at a high level. He has a new book. He has a new book called that's out, and it is, I mean, it's just tremendous, the thinking behind this book. And it's called Be the Spark, 5 Platinum Service Principles. Am I right?
That's it.
Why don't you tell us a little synopsis about what it is that this book is about? I have 5 principles and they make so much sense. Please tell us about those.
So what I discovered in my 30-year journey, interviewing top performers, top leaders, top producers, experts from all over the world, what I discovered is everyone has that spark. They have that thing within them that differentiates them from everyone else. And when they show up to a place of business or even work in business, start a business or launch anything, they have what makes them different so they can make a difference. So the 5 principles is really starting with, how do I see everyone as a guest?
And let me say this, when I read it, one thing, before I let you go into them, I want all of the people who are listening, because we got a lot of entrepreneurs, small business people who might say, well, I'm a solopreneur. But when you hear these in that mindset, think about the fact that he's going to tell you something that will help you no matter what kind of business you're in. That's the thing I want you to hear, that no matter whether you're an entrepreneur or you're a wannabe entrepreneur, these principles will help you to grow your wealth. And that's what we're here for. Okay, go ahead, Simon.
So timeless principles that you can apply wherever you are. Principle number one, everyone that comes across your path, be it in person or virtually, see them as a guest and commit to connect. When I see you as a guest, somebody comes into your home, you prepare, or if you go to meet with them, you present a spirit of excellence. So the moment I see you as a guest and I commit to connect, here's the whole takeaway. It is about being interested instead of interesting. And I'm interested. It's not about, Willie, what I can get from you. It's about what I can give to you. That's a wealthy mindset, that I'm not going in showing up hat in hand to see what I can take off the table. When I commit to connect, I understand, according to the research from Emory University, when you give and help someone committing to connect, the reward center in your brain begins to light up almost as if you have been on the receiving end of what you've just given or what you've done.
Come on, somebody. I love that. Hold on. We're going to come back to that. We're going to take a quick break. We got to come back. You've got to hear the rest of these principles as well as him finishing it off. He got some great stories about how you can build your business, your success, and your wealth. So if you are serious about success, you want to tune in, turn on, and tell everybody to tune in and turn on so they can get this information, because it's going to be life-changing and you're going to grow because of this good information. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealth Way Show, and for sure, your best is yet to come.
Afraid of flying, I always get my dreams on the ground. Life had enough ups and downs. But Lord, since I met you, all that's changed in the blink of an eye. Now all my heart won't.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I have a question for you. Have you ever wondered why some people can make $1 million, lose it, make a second million, lose that, then make a third million, while other people can't even make ends meet? Well, the reason is that those people know the recipe for success. And that recipe is available to everyone if you will do what they did. They made a habit of getting positive motivational resources of great thinkers and great learners. And I want to offer those same kind of resources to you. We've developed a free page on my website. It's wjspeaks.com/gift. wjspeaks.com/gift. On that site, we've got resources, books, audios to help you to grow, and they're free. So go to wjspeaks.com/gift, wjspeaks.com/gift, and get some of those resources, and then share that page with your friends and your family members. We want to impact and inspire millions of people. And remember, if you enjoy this message on this podcast, like it, share it, and post a review about it and make a difference in the lives of others by letting them know about it. Have a great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly.
A to the D to the T to the I to the T to the U to the D to the E. A to the D to the T to the I to the T to the U to the D to the E. It's about your attitude. It's about your attitude. It's about your attitude. It's about your attitude. It's all about your attitude. It's about your attitude, it's about your attitude, it's all about your attitude, it's about your attitude, it's about your attitude.
And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly and the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show all across America, border to border, coast to coast, as my friend Joe Madison says. And now online for people all over the globe who reach out to me, as well as now also it is goes from here on this great network, it is great channel, and then it goes to podcasts on iHeart, C-Suite, TuneIn, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts. Just look up the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. And I want to thank all of those who say, I listen to a podcast every day and I use it as part of my tool to help me grow my success. Well, my guest is the one and only Hall of Fame speaker, named one of the top 25 influencers in the world, okay? In the world, my friend, Simon T. Bailey. Simon, you were telling us about spark, how to spark your business by making people feel like they are your guest, not just somebody you're trying to do a quick deal with, but you are treating them extra special because it lights up something in their brain. Talk about that a little more, please.
All right. So Emory University says, when you're helping someone else, all right, that whole spirit of I commit to connect, the reward center in your brain lights up almost as if you have been on the receiving end of what you've just given. That person has been blessed, but you've been blessed. And guess what they call it? They call it the helper's high. So
wow.
When I see you as a guest and I commit to connect, it's not about me, it's about we. I realize that I must be interested, not interesting. And then you understand that customer service is a department, but customer love is a mindset.
Stop. You got to say that again. Say that line one more time.
Customer service is a department, but customer love is a mindset.
Wow. That's a wow, Simon. That's a wow. Now, what else is a wow is when you said that when I, the person who is serving others, gives an extra little bit of to my customer, not only do they get something from it, I get something from it. It lights up something in my brain. What do you call that? The helper high?
We call it the helper's high. Because you spark something in them, but it sparks something in you. That's why you have to commit to connect. Because see, you communicate all day, but when you connect, that is the spark in your heart that connects with that other person that impacts your mind to say, whoa, something just happened here. Because it wasn't about what you can get, it was about what you can give. That's principle number one.
Wow, that is a wow. Not what you get, but what you can give, because it has an impact on you. It's like the old saying that we have said, Les Brown and I talk about often in our speeches, that when you put some perfume on somebody else and you bless somebody else, you can't help but get a little bit on yourself. Am I right about it? Oh. And so that's exactly it. Man, that's fantastic. So the next part of this spark that will help to transform people's businesses, help transform their revenue opportunities, and in turn, to help them to create greater wealth and possibilities. What's the next one, Simon?
Personalize the experience by individualizing the moment, okay? Mm. So here's a story. We were about to go to print with the book, Be the Spark. And one of our team members said, wait a minute, you got to hear this story. Her girlfriend had received her regular monthly food subscription for her pet from Chewy.com. And her pet had passed away, and she got a call and cancel her subscription. So she calls the 800 number, gets the person from Chewy.com on the line, and they said, we apologize for the loss of your dog. We will cancel your subscription and refund your money. Go ahead and donate the food to a pet shelter. Well, she thought that was the end of the transaction. The next day, the doorbell rang, and there was a guy outside her door with a bouquet of flowers and a sympathy card from Chewy.com.
Wow.
Because that person on the other end of the line understood that when you sell, that's a transaction, but when you connect, that's a relationship. And when you relate to the cargo in the ship, wherever that person is going on the ocean of life, you have a relationship. So personalize the moment by individualizing that experience for them. Now think about it. The next time this woman is thinking about getting a pet, who is she going to go back to for her pet food subscription?
Oh, for sure. You know, that is such a great example of going the extra mile. And I love to say in my books, I talk about it, that the extra mile is the only place where there's no traffic jam. And I thought about when I was traveling for the U.S. Army, I would do a number of events around the country, and I got to one in San Diego. And by the time I got there, Simon, I was sick. I'd caught some little bug or something on the plane. I was feeling a cold coming on, and I was supposed to have dinner with the clients and a bunch of folks, and I was feeling bad, and I had to speak in the morning. And so I got to the hotel, and I said, look, would you do me a favor to the front desk lady? I just don't feel well. I need to go take some medicine and get a good night's sleep so I'll be able to speak in the morning. And so would you share with those who have sent notices to the hotel that I'm not going to be able to be there? I got to rest. She said, absolutely. So I went to my room and getting ready for bed. There's a knock on the door. And there's this guy comes to the door. There's this guy with this platter, and it had a bowl of chicken soup and a card from the staff at that Marriott, I'm going to call them out, Marriott Hotel in San Diego. And they said, hope you feel better. Wow. That's the kind of connecting with them. Now, when I go back to San Diego, where do I want to go? Well, you know what I'm saying.
Same place, the Marriott.
That's that Marriott. And so I say to you that, folks, that those little remembrances are the things that make the big differences over time. That's why Simon is getting called from companies all over the globe, because he's helping them to spark that love with the long-term relation. Ship. Oh, that works for me, Simon. That little the relation, and then you're on a ship on a sea, and then you put them together. Come on, boy, you're working that thing. Okay, real before we go any further, I want people to know where they can get your book, but also where they can get you to speak, to consult, to talk. I want to put this because somebody might be jumping out their car and they say, "I got to know where this guy is." Tell them where to reach Simon T. Bailey.
SimonTBailey.com. The T is for terrific. SimonTBailey.com.
I love that.
Go to Amazon, and Be the Spark is there at Amazon.com.
At Amazon.com. And if you want him to speak, to consult, to be able to come. Oh, one more exciting thing. You've got a new television program we got to tell people about. Come on, talk about it real quick. I'll talk about it again long later, but tell us about it real quick.
Yeah, we're so excited. Spark You, every Saturday and Sunday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we teach you how to learn so you can earn. And so Spark You on Black News Channel.
All right.
Check it out. You can access it on your device or cable television.
Wow, that's fantastic. Spark You on the Black News Channel. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Now, let's go to the next one, Simon. We've got those first two, but give me the next one.
All right. So after we see them as guests, principle number one, principle number two, personalized experience. Principle number three, anticipate their needs. So I was traveling to Atlanta a few years ago, and I stayed at the Ritz-Carlton Atlanta.
Yep.
And I'm racing out of the hotel, jumping in the cab to go to a meeting, and it dawned on me that I forgot my USB headset. And this was before Zoom and all the cool technology we have now. So I call back to the hotel, I ask for the concierge desk, and I said, is there an electronic store close by? They said, what do you need? I said, I need to buy a USB headset because I have a very important call in the afternoon when I get back to the hotel. They said, yeah, there's a Best Buy 10 minutes away. I said, okay, so I'll go to my meeting and I'll get back in time enough to go to Best Buy and to pick up the USB headset. Well, as fate would have it, my meeting ran over. And if you've ever been to Atlanta, the traffic is
come on. Yeah.
And I said, oh my goodness, I'm not going to be able to go and get the USB headset. And what I'm about to say, true story, I'm not making this up. My cell phone rings while I'm in the cab, and it's the concierge desk. And he says, Mr. Bailey, I just want to let you know, we went to Best Buy and picked up a USB headset for you. We purchased it. We have already placed it in your room, and we put the charge on your hotel bill. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? He says, no, we did that for you. Have a great day. Well, I get back to the hotel and I want to leap over the desk and give him a chest bump, a hug. Thank you so much. But I got to race to my room to get on my call. What did Ritz-Carlton do? Ritz-Carlton understood the answer is yes. Now, what's the question?
Come on, somebody.
When you anticipate, you're looking for the opportunity to exceed expectation. You anticipate, what does the customer need even before they ask this? So if you want to grow your wealth, you want to expand your business, how do you become anticipatory in your approach?
Wow, man, that's fantastic. This is fantastic. And that is why people are calling you from companies saying, we got to teach this. We got to instill this in the thinking of our people, because not only does it grow the brand of the company, but it grows at individual person. And that guy who probably did that, you probably have his name and his number, and you probably send him a Christmas card every year.
Absolutely.
I know you, man. I know you well. So I know what you're doing. Oh, that's fantastic. This is why you want to get this book. You want to get this and read it, as well as you want to embrace this principle for your wealth building. Because the greatest companies, the greatest organizations that create the greatest revenues, and the greatest individuals who create the greatest revenues always serve their customers. You got to have a customer. You don't have a customer, you don't have a business. And many people think, well, I work for an agency, I don't have a customer. If there is a customer, you just don't know that there's a customer because you haven't thought about it. But if there were no customer, you wouldn't have a job. They would not have a need for you. So you always serve your customer with a spirit of excellence. We're going to take a quick break for station identification. You're listening to the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show and podcast. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I got an email from a gentleman in Australia who shared how he had been struggling in his business, and he bought some of my books and audios, and how it had a profound impact on his business, and he went from worst to first in his company. I shared with him how much I appreciated his note, but I told him those books, those audios, those videos were not just something that I just thought up one day and started to write. They were born out of my experiences, out of the challenges of overcoming the problems and the difficulties and how I was able to do it. And I shared with him that others have sent similar messages and that these resources work. I want to encourage you and invite you to go to my store. Go to wjspeaks.com/shop. wjspeaks.com/shop. Get some of the books. It only takes a minute to change your life. Or a setback is a setup for a comeback. Or turn setbacks into greenbacks. Or chicken soup for the soul. Or an attitude of excellence. Or the book I wrote with my wife after 34 years of being married and not having an argument in over 30 years. We wrote a book called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. And now it is saving marriages all over the globe. Go to the store. Get some of the audios, the videos, the books, the resources to help you have greater personal and professional success. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Make this a great day on purpose.
And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show across America, around the world. And I'm grateful. We want to take a moment to thank you again for sharing this message and this show with your friends and your family members. Continue to do so. The podcast, tell Lottie Dottie and everybody about it. But I also want to thank our sponsor. We're sponsored today by Truist, the bank that's here for better. BB&T and SunTrust merged to form Truist with a shared purpose to inspire and build better lives and communities. Let me give you one example of what that means. Truist has come up with something called the Truist Community Benefits Plan. They've earmarked $60 billion, that's right, billion with a B, to invest in affordable housing, nonprofit support, and small business growth over the next 3 years. So you can see that while Truist is committed to a better banking experience for you, they're just as committed to giving back to the community and creating meaningful change for all people who are striving to grow their success and their future. I hope you'll check them out at Truist.com. Let me spell that for you. It's T-R-U-I-S-T.com, Truist Financial, member FDIC. Well, for those who might have just jumped on late, you say, who is that guy Dr. Jolly's talking to? Who is that guy? He is throwing down. He's giving up some good stuff. Who is that fellow? Well, many of you know him. If you've ever been in a corporate environment, you know him because his books are mainstays in corporate environments, and he is a superstar in the world of helping people to become more adept and growing in their success. He is a speaker who is in the Speaker Hall of Fame. He is also a speaker who was named by many organizations as one of their top. His Success Magazine calls him one of the top 25 people to help you reach your life goals. Some of those other folks in there, Dr. Brené Brown, Tony Robbins, Oprah. I'm glad I've been in a couple of those programs and on those lists. And he has done some incredible things. He has a 3 LinkedIn learning courses that have been viewed by people over 100 plus countries. His viral video has over 87 million views. Where can they see that? That viral video is very powerful. It's very powerful.
Goldcast or Facebook and put it in Simon T. Bailey. It'll come right up. And
man,
we were so honored that somehow T.I. got a hold of it. he shared it on his Instagram page. It went viral again. And then Beyonce's mother, Miss Tina, she shared it after she saw it on T.I.'s page, and it went viral again. So it's just, it's amazing.
Amen. Amen. Well, y'all want to see it, and y'all make it go even more viral. Just keep sharing it, sharing it, sharing it. Simon T. Bailey, and he is a former, for those who don't know, he's a former Disney sales director. And then he told him one day he wanted to be the president. That didn't quite work with him at that moment. Okay. And yet that was a day that changed his life, because he realized that his destiny was not going to be at Disney. His destiny was going to be somewhere else, and something else that God had for him. And you're a man of faith. Let me take a moment to talk about that for a second. You're a man of faith, Simon, and you have been teaching people how that you can be faithful and successful at the same time. Am I right? Share a little bit about that thought.
Totally. My fundamental belief is that without God, I am nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without God, I would be like a ship without a sail. This is an old hymn from the old church.
But yes.
It's my truth. It's I realize that your life might be the only Bible that people read. Every day, my responsibility is to show up in the marketplace and to hug you with my words. That's why I exist.
Man, see, this guy is the real deal, folks. Okay, we got this book. Tell us about the book and give us the next point, please.
So the book is called Be the Spark, 5 Platinum Service Principles to Create Customers for Life. So principle number 4 is respond immediately. So many times in businesses, people don't respond because the moment they hear a problem, they run away from the problem. Quick sidebar. I just apologized to my children a few months ago, because for years I've been asking them, what do you want to be when you grow up? And what I've discovered in a world of algorithms, autonomous cars, and artificial intelligence, that's the wrong question. The question is, what problem have you been created to solve?
Wow.
So when I talk about principle number 4, respond immediately, I will never forget, I was working with T-Mobile over the last few weeks, and they shared with me a story that blew me away. They had a customer call into T-Mobile, and they said, I cannot pay my bill because I've lost my job. And the person from T-Mobile was listening to her and said, you know what, we're going to do our best to try to take care of you. And it was around the holidays. And they said, you know what, we just launched a program, and we are going to send a Christmas tree to your house. And we are going to give you a gift card so you can go and buy food at Walmart so you and your family can have Christmas dinner. See, what T-Mobile understood in that moment, that person, is that when I respond immediately, it's not just about solving the problem, but it's also listening with the third ear, and that is the ear of the heart. That is seeing beyond a transaction. That's seeing beyond them paying their bill to create that customer for life, to say, we don't only want you to pay your bill, we want you to have a life.
Wow.
And it's that shift in mindset, responding immediately, that positions their brand differently. So something T-Mobile taught me, they taught me that we don't do customer service, we do customer love. And when I heard it, I was just, boom, there it is, right there.
Wow, that's a shift in mindset. That's what we want people to do, shift in mindset. You've talked about shift in all of your books, shifting that mindset, getting out of that old gear and getting into a new gear, a higher level gear. And just what you said, don't do customer service. We do customer love. When you love the customer will not only love you back, but they will become your unpaid marketing agent. They will become your marketer to help you get the word out about what you want people to know. And that's what we want people to hear about. Okay, next point.
Okay, 5th principle, keep them loyal with acts of kindness. Kindness is underrated. And if everybody really, really wants to be wealthy, it's looking for that opportunity to do what others won't do. It's going the extra inch to think about what you can do. So a couple of years ago, I was traveling from San Francisco to Columbus, Ohio via Detroit, AKA Detroit.
Okay.
And when I got to Day Trois, Detroit, my flight got canceled. And the second flight got canceled. So I had to rent a car, drive through snow to get to Columbus, Ohio, because I had an important meeting with the executives from Cardinal Health the next day. So I get into Columbus, Ohio. It's 8:30 next morning, and I go on my phone to see if there are any men's stores where I can go and buy some clothes, because I didn't have any luggage with me. And I looked online. All the stores didn't open till 10, and my meeting was at 10:30. I called the fifth store, and I got a live person on the phone. And I said, hey, I got to buy some clothes. I got an important meeting. And she says, hold on, let me transfer you to Trina, the manager. She transfers me to Trina, the manager. And Trina said, we don't normally do this, but guess what? Pull around to a certain part of the mall. I'm going to have security roll up the doors. You come in and buy whatever you need to buy. Give me your jacket size, pant size, shoe size, shirt size. Willie, in that moment, I was feeling the customer love.
Yeah.
So I pull around. I'm met at the door by a gentleman named Armand. Armand said, Mr. Bailey, we have already picked out a blue blazer, khaki slacks, blue shirt, burgundy tie. Not my style, but I'm not complaining. I go and try everything on, and it's now about 8:45 a.m. He says, oh, by the way, we have a tailor here on site if we need to hem anything for you. I'm blown away. I go to the cash register, and now I'm paying for the transaction. And Armand slides a little lotion over to me because I think he saw that I had a little ash attack and I need a little help. So $1,400 later, I'm walking out of Nordstrom's. I don't know if I got jacked or whatever. And I just tweet, Nordstrom's, thank you for this experience. You saved the day. I get a tweet back. They said, if you're ever in Columbus, Ohio, please come to our store. That act of kindness to say, you know what? We're going to open early, an hour and a half early, just for you. Come on in. It's that mindset. So everybody listening to us right now, if you have a business and you post that you open at 9 a.m., open at 8:50, because it's that 10 minutes of opening early where you meet and exceed customers' expectations that they'll start telling their friends. They'll say, you know, their time is posted this, but they're really early. That is what separates you, that act of kindness. It's a new
world. Wow, man, that's a great story. That is a great, great. And you know what? This was a Nordstrom story, right?
This is a Nordstrom story, yes.
Yep. I bought a velvet warm-up suit at Nordstrom's in Vegas. I bought a bunch of them because I'd been looking for them. And I bought Les Brown one. I bought Les Brown one because he had said he wanted one. I bought him a gift. I called him and said, what's your size? I'm going to get you one. Because we both had said we wanted a special look, black, crushed velvet. It was really so. And I bought a bunch of them. One had a hood and all that. And so when I got home to D.C., I realized one of the pockets in one of them had a little hole in it. And it was not perfect. And so I took it over to the Nordstrom's in D.C. And they said, we don't have that size anymore here in this coast. That's a very rare item that you got. And I now know why you bought a bunch of them. But don't worry. They went and got the tailor. He said, give it to me. He took that thing, brought it back about 10 minutes later. You would not have known it was not made for Willie Jolly, okay? And so you know what? I tell that story. I tell that story just like you tell that story, because those are the stories that build brand awareness and brand excellence. And so what you have done is you've built this whole new Spark mindset. You got a TV show, Spark. You got a book, Spark. You're building a brand that when the word Spark come out, everybody gonna say, Simon Bailey, Simon T. Bailey. Simon, terrific, tremendous. Anyway. Bailey, and they're going to want what you got, because you got a lot of stuff that is good for helping people. So those are the five areas. Am I right about it?
That's it. Those are the five principles. That's it.
And those five principles can transform people's lives, can transform people's businesses, and transform people's wealth. And remember, folks, when we talk about wealth in a number of ways, not just financial wealth. We talk about reputational wealth, which this will do for you. Relationship wealth, this will do for you. We talk about intellectual capital wealth. When you read this book, your thinking will grow. He already said mindset, a new mindset. And we talk about wealth in terms of your health. And so what we have learned today is that this will help you get wealthy. We want you to go get the book, and we want you to get the copies for your people, for your team, for your friends, for your family. Just do it, because it will make a difference. Look, we got one more segment. We got some more stuff we got to talk about. We're going to talk about wealth creation, as well as Simon's story, as well as Do You Got Us. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show. And for sure, your best is yet to come. We'll be right back.
Friendship is not about being convenient. It's about being committed and consistent.
You can call on me.
When you need me,
call me. You can call on me.
Call me.
You can call on me.
Pick up the phone.
You can call
and call me.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and people often ask, how did I go from a broke, busted nightclub singer to become a best-selling author and to be voted one of the outstanding five speakers in the world by the 175,000 members of Toastmasters International? The answer is that I decided to invest and change my thinking, invest in my mindset, and decided to change my inputs, because inputs determine outputs. I heard about a seminar years ago when I was just getting started. I was making about $100 a speech. And I heard this seminar that was creating millionaires, and it cost $10,000, but the guy was getting results. I didn't have that kind of money, but I decided to borrow it, because I learned that there's a price for success, the price of college, the price of going to school, the price of education. There's a price for success, and then there's a cost for not paying the price, the cost of staying the same. And that cost is greater than the price. It's too expensive. And so I went, and it changed my life. And I came back and quickly made $100,000. I heard a similar story from Dr. Dave Martin, how he went to a success rally, heard a speaker who inspired him. He and his friend said, wow, that's changed my life. The speaker had a package of materials to help build wealth. The package cost $1,500. And that was all the money Dr. Dave had to his name. Dr. Dave's friend asked, do you think this stuff is worth it? Dr. Dave thought for a moment. He said, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. But I do know that I'm worth it. I'm worth it. He invested that money in that package and used the materials to grow his thinking. He grew his mindset. He shared how that $1,500 investment has gone on to generate millions in revenues. He's a multimillionaire. And he has homes now in Arizona and Florida. I want to say to you, it's time to invest in you. I want to give you some materials that will help you, grow your mindset, grow your future, grow your finances. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire. wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get some materials that will inspire your success and will help you find that there's a price for success, but there's a cost for not paying the price. And the cost is always greater than the price. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire and get the bag, the box, or any of the materials there, and keep growing your wealth. And remember, as a man thinketh, so as he is, and your best is yet to come. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. I want everybody, if you would, to do me a couple things, a couple favors. I want you to go to winwithwillie.com, winwithwillie.com. Sign up for my newsletter at the top, right there at the top. Well, you'll hear my song, We'll Get Through This, that has been blowing up around the world through this tough, challenging time. Go to winwithwillie.com, but sign up for the newsletter so you can get a 1-minute video sent from me to you. every day, Monday through Friday, with a positive, uplifting message in 1 minute. Now, those who might be already in places where you can hear it on the radio, you can hear me on Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell on the Radio One Network across America every morning at 8:20 Eastern, 7:20 Central. But if you can't hear it, you can get your own video, and you can get it on LinkedIn and on YouTube as well. Then also, you can join us on Monday nights, Happily Married Monday with the Jolly was the name of it. Now is Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last, the broadcast on Facebook Live and Instagram Live. And that too has expanded. It's just incredible. The people who call me and say, we watch you every Monday night at 9 o'clock. My wife and I sitting laughing. So look, whether you're married or single, you can get it and get the book. Go to jollymarriage.com, jollymarriage.com, and get a free chapter, as well as the book. Now, my guest today is the one and only Simon T. Bailey, Hall of Fame speaker. I've seen him, his rise. I've seen the rise, okay? He took me to lunch when he was still working at Disney, and he said, I want to do what you're doing. And I just gave him some tips and told him some things to do, like join the National Speakers Association. And he has done everything, but beyond that, he took it to the next level, a higher level. And so when he was inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame, I was honored to be the one to induct him into the Speaker Hall of Fame and be just one of the people who could then say welcome to our organization, our club here, this Hall of Fame club. Now, you've built a multi-million dollar business, Simon. You stopped making money for millions for Disney and started making millions for Simon T. Bailey and them two children. Okay, because they go to college. You got to pay that college tuition, all right? So tell people your philosophy on wealth building and creating this business.
I think number one, what you don't see, you don't spend.
One of
my greatest mistakes was easy come, easy go. We've heard that, right?
Yeah.
But I quickly learned, especially when the kids were going to go to college, that every time I get paid, I needed to put something away in their 529 plan that would fund college. What you don't spend. So it just automated it. It was automatic. Just take it out. You don't see it. I think the second thing, and this is going to sound counterintuitive, you never chase money. You let money chase you, because if it's always about money, it's about the next thing, and people can sense and smell desperation. Things when I launched out, I cashed in my entire 401k with significant Disney stock, took out a line of credit on the house. The mother of my children at the time did not work outside of the home. And there was no plan B. The country is going to war with Iraq for the second time, and corporations were laying off by the hundreds of thousands. And oh, by the way, did I tell you I turned down 4 jobs? So this wow. had to work. But what I recognized, even when I went through a list, so I made a list of 75 people that I would call to say, hey, I just left Disney. I put out my shingle. I can do consulting, coaching, training. I had a mortgage to pay, diapers and milk to buy. And I could sense that they could sense that I was desperate. And what I said, wait a minute, what if I come from the place of service and value? And if we'll work together, great. And when I made that slight shift, all of a sudden the phone started ringing, emails started coming, people started asking me to come because I realized you never chase money. You realize you create a solution to a problem. And then the money finds you. So the solution that I was creating was motivational, inspirational seminars to help their people grow their business. And when I made that shift, instead of how could I line my pockets, that's when everything took off. But then the other thing that I realized, a key to wealth, is that relationships are the currency of the future.
I
have one client. Out of all the clients we work with that has booked me 18 times for their event. And I say to them, why do you book me 18 times? They said, because we know, like, and trust. And when I begin to understand that the power of relationships, I leverage that relationship to get to other relationships. So many times people are trying to build wealth by one transaction alone. And what I've discovered is every time you relate to someone and you meet them where they are
and understand their pain and their problem and come alongside as a guide, not a know-it-all, a guide, all of a sudden, they become, to your point, your unofficial marketing department, and they refer you on. So when I look at what God has done, I have to say, God, it has been God's favor, it has been order, and we've had the results. And what I've recognized, my day starts at about 3:30 or 4 a.m.
The wow.
first thing I have to do every day is I'm reading my word. I have the Bible app. So I'm totally tapped into the Bible app and I pray and I meditate every day. Why? Because that centers me to say, God, how do you speak through me? Less of me, more of you. How do people see the light, the love, and the life of Christ through me?
Yes.
The greatest testimony.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, every interview, I ask every guest the same question. You come to DC, I pick you up at your hotel, I drive you over to Howard University, which is not too far from my home, and we go to a business class, and there are young entrepreneurs who want to be your entrepreneurs, you want to be business owners or whatever, and I want you to tell them three or four, you got us. You got to do this if you're going to be successful in life and in business.
Learn faster. So number one, Eric Hoffer, a noted philosopher, says, in times of change, the learners will inherit the earth, while the learned will find themselves beautifully equipped to live in a world that no longer exists. Mm. So the people at Netflix, they totally superseded Blockbuster because Blockbuster stopped learning. They didn't see it, all right? So learn faster. Secondly, understand that people move ahead not based on what they know, it's who they know.
Mm.
So how do you connect to individuals who have the information, the finance, the operations, supply chain? You got to know who's got the knowledge, okay? The third thing to think about, and this is critically important, who you hire determines what they produce. You hire for attitude, train for success. Training does not fix what you don't catch. Every day, people are professional interviewers. But what you want to understand is, what is their character? Who are they at the core? Because any contractor, any person you're going to work with, they represent you. How are they showing up? Because it speaks volumes about what you think about your brand and your business.
Wow, that's fantastic. One of the things I've always been impressed with you, Simon, you had a big vision. You understood scripture. Without a vision, the people perish. With a vision, the people will flourish. And you had a big vision for your future when you left Disney. You were systematic. You were creative. You were thoughtful. You said, I'm going to create this. And there's been a step-by-step building, a brick by brick on top of a brick every time. Closing thoughts. We got about a minute left. Thoughts about how to help people spark their wealth, their future, their finances, and their families, and their legacy. Talk about it.
Yeah. So first of all, everyone listening to us right now, remember this statement. Whoever has the most hope has the most influence. Right now, we are living on a planet that needs hope. I heard Carl Bronner say years ago, a helpless person is a hopeless person, but a hopeful person is a helpful person. Hope is your superpower. So how do we spark hope? Everybody that comes across your path, look them in the eye and tell them that they matter and why they're important. Spark hope.
Finally, where can they reach you?
SimonTBailey.com. T for terrific. SimonTBailey.com.
And where can they get the book and name the book one more time?
Be the Spark, 5 Platinum Service Principles to Create Customers for Life. They can go to Amazon.com and get the book.
And where can they see your new Spark television show?
On Black News Channel. Just go to BNC, check your local listing for when it airs, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Saturday and Sunday.
Woo! Come on, somebody. This is exciting. I'm so proud of you and I'm excited for you. Well, folks, I want to thank all of you. And again, I want to thank our sponsor, Truist Financial. They've partnered together with BB&T and SunTrust partnered together to create Truist Financial, and they merged to form a shared purpose to inspire better lives, better communities, better hope, better fantastic finances for you. Check out how Truist is unleashing a potential at your possibilities and unleashing for you a future of financial success. Let me spell that out for you. It's TRUIST.com, Truist Financial. Remember, FDIC. I want to encourage everybody to go to winwithwilly.com, because all my sites there, willyjolly.com, the business site, my personal success site, my faith-based site, Jolly Good News, is there. My marriage site, Jolly Marriage, is there. Our youth site, WJ Youth Power, is there. We got our Attitude of Excellence site. We got all of these sites, all in one. We want to make it a place where one-stop shopping for you and your family. Go and get some of the resources. We have a resource page. Resources and tools to help you win more. We know you want to win, so go and get the book, get the box. We encourage people to get the Willie Jolly box. It's a box of all my audios, videos, books, and all sorts of resources to help you win in your everyday encounters and in your everyday activities, as well as to help your family win. Go to winwithwilly.com. Go to winwithwilly.com for resources to help you win more. And then remember to stay focused on growth, growing your thinking and growing your future. Your thinking, as a man thinketh, so as he is. And so be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. I want to thank you again. Share this video, share this audio, share this message with Lottie Dottie and everybody. And remember, your best is yet to come. God bless you. Enjoyed this podcast episode, and I hope you got something of great value. And I hope that you were inspired, you were motivated, you were empowered, and you were encouraged to live your best life. I hope this information and this inspiration will help you to do more, be more, and to achieve more. That's the goal why I started this program, and I hope it helped you in a mighty way. Now, I ask you to make sure and that you take full advantage of all the resources that came through this program. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/gift and get some of the free resources that we have there for you. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/shop. to get some of the books that we have created, that we've labored over to make sure that they will deliver a powerful message to you. I hope you go to willyjolly.com/billionaire, willyjolly.com/billionaire, or wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get the box that it will inspire your whole family, or get the bag of books. Make this a great day, a great week, a great month. And remember, it is true that you are blessed and all things are possible for them that believe. So make the most of the belief that you have now in your future. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.